This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she's ready to become the leader of the country. She said in part, quote, "I am ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader in this period with the goal of calming the situation and entering into a normal period," end quote. This as the pressure for President Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. The protests have been a constant after the August 9th presidential election that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. EU leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years. A European source said Michel decided to call the summit in view of the spike in tensions over the weekend. Ahead of Wednesday's call, Poland's deputy foreign minister said Monday European Union funds should be used to support Belarus. The Trump administration announced Monday it will further tighten restrictions on Huawei Technologies company aimed at cracking down on its access to commercially available chips. The U.S. Commerce Department actions will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. This is VOA News. New Zealand's general election due next month has been postponed for 4 weeks because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the new October 17th date gives parties the opportunity to plan their campaigns around any COVID-19 restrictions. The prime minister had been under increasing pressure to delay the September election. Most campaigning has been halted by a spike in coronavirus cases in Auckland, which is under a 2-week lockdown. In Australia, a state of emergency has been extended as the state of Victoria records another grim milestone. More than 400 people have died from the virus in Australia. Meanwhile, the leader of Australia's New South Wales state apologized Monday for failing to stop people carrying the coronavirus from disembarking a cruise ship in Sydney in March, triggering what was at the time Australia's worst outbreak. The Czech government will make the wearing of face masks mandatory again starting September 1st on public transport and in many indoor public venues, following a resurgence of coronavirus infections and ahead of what it expects to be a tough autumn. The Czech Republic was among the first countries in Europe to order people to wear masks in most public places in March, but had gradually lifted the requirement as infections fell in late spring. Infections have again started to trend higher. Cruise ship passengers had temperatures checked and took COVID-19 tests Sunday so they could set sail on what is being billed as the first Mediterranean cruise after Italy's pandemic lockdown. The cruise ship company MSC has made the procedures for crew and passengers part of its new health and safety protocols. The MSC Grandiosa departed from the port of Genoa Sunday evening for a 7-night cruise. The cruise around the Western Mediterranean was limited to 70% capacity. U.S. President Donald Trump has found a new doctor for his coronavirus task force. Dr. Scott Atlas has joined the White House as a pandemic advisor. He's a former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical, but has no expertise in public health or infectious diseases. The death toll from Sunday's attack and subsequent hours-long siege at a beachfront hotel in Somalia has risen to at least 15. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials and witnesses told VOA Somali that just before 6 p.m. local time, a suicide car bomb exploded outside the elite hotel at Mogadishu's popular Lido Beach, and moments later, four armed gunmen stormed the hotel. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Information said all four of those attackers were shot dead. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.